Maliha Reza is an electrical engineering student and a member of the Penn State College Democrats. She remembers holding a mock election in elementary school for Barack Obama. Reza expected her first time voting for a president would be similar.
My second grade teacher took a picture of me putting my ballot into the ballot box, and I thought, I'll be doing this in like 12 years whenever I'll be eligible to vote.
But the COVID-19 pandemic meant voting looked different than she expected. Reza voted by mail-in ballot. Then she made plans to attend Biden's inauguration, wearing a mask and socially distanced. When pro-Trump rioters invaded the Capitol building on January 6th, Reza once again canceled her plans to take part in democracy firsthand.
It would have been like magical and like seeing like so much hope and so much joy in the air.
Instead of attending the inauguration, Reza tuned in at home with her family like she did when she was younger. Sam Aja is a sophomore studying mechanical engineering and another member of the College Democrats. Aja spent the day with his 10-year-old brother, who he says is very excited to see Biden become president. Aja worries about what could happen after the inauguration, because Donald Trump still has a lot of supporters in the country.
We honestly don't know what the next 4 years or the future is going to look like.
Aja says this inauguration is likely to affect the event for years to come. He believes it was the safest inauguration in history with the heightened security.
I don't think we're going to get another lax inauguration like we saw with 9/11. The moment one bad incident happened, we straightened up, we tightened our national security laws, we gave up some of our rights to ensure that these type of incidents will happen again.
Trevor Grimm is an engineering science student and president of Turning Point USA at Penn State. He voted in his first presidential election in 2016. He says the past few months have been unpredictable compared to 4 years ago when he watched the inauguration with his high school history class. Grimm voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020 and says it's a shame Trump didn't attend Biden's inauguration. He believes a peaceful transition is a tradition.
I think that there is a lot of merit to a lot of the symbolic things that we do. And not having an outgoing president congratulate and welcome in the incoming president, whether or not they agree politically, I think is a loss for the country.
Grimm says Trump was right to question Biden's win after the election, but he believes Trump and his supporters should now accept the results.
I am rooting for Joe Biden to be a good president. I can't say I'm optimistic that he will be, but I am rooting for him to succeed.
Despite the riots at the Capitol, Grimm says he doesn't anticipate more unrest or turmoil after the inauguration. He believes January 6th didn't have an impact on the inauguration process this year. Junior Morgan Watt is hoping the next inauguration will look a little more normal. She's vice president of the College Republicans Club at Penn State. She says she's sad she won't be able to go to a presidential inauguration with the group while at Penn State.
We weren't able to see the public at the inauguration and how far back the crowd is and how many people he drew out. So that was kind of disappointing because this is a really exciting day in American history that I know a lot of people like to take part of.
I'm WPSU intern Jade Campos.